September 20th. It's 3:48. This is the Audit and Finance Committee meeting. Call to order. Let's stand and say the pledge of allegiance. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Ellie, it's all yours.
Roll call, Director Moody.
I am here.
And Director Israel.
Here.
I'm going to read off notes from our accountant, Linda, that she provided. We are going to review the balance sheet, the profit and loss 2 months, and the statement of cash flow report. We do not have a profit and loss budget comparison because at this time we do not have a proposed budget for fiscal year 2016-17. So the district looks at 4 basic reports each month to get a high-level overview of the financial position of the district. These financial statements are not compiled, reviewed, or audited, but are created by the contract accountant in her position as the financial controller of the district. The district has an independent financial audit each year. The district's year ends on June 30th. The 4 reports the district reviews are the balance sheet, the profit and loss 2 months, profit and loss budget performance, and the statement of cash flows. The balance sheet shows what the district owns and what the district owes. The profit and loss 2 months shows whether the district is consistent month to month with revenue and expenses. The profit and loss budget performance shows how the district is doing against the budget and how the district is doing fiscal year to date. The statement of cash flows gives an overview of the cash that came in and went out during the month. The first report we look at is the balance sheet. About 2 inches from the top, total checking savings. This is substantially the same as last month. Expenditures were similar to deposits. About 3 line items below that, total accounts receivable. This shows that the district has a special situation where an individual owes the district money in excess of the regular water bills. Just below that, accounts 12011 and 12012, accounts receivable company 1 and company 2. These are substantially the same as the previous month. And these are the only items of note on the balance sheet. Next, we turn to page 1 of the profit and loss 2 month report. At the top, account 41100 Pace Street water bills. This was at the regular level after a slight spike in July due to a timing difference between June and July. On the second page, about 1.5 to 2 inches above the middle of the page, total 510 payroll all expenses. This is substantially higher in August than in July. Generally, August is a bit higher than July due to the fiscal year end accruals, which require that the district record some of the payroll that is paid in July as June expenses. This year, the general manager took a one-time vacation payout of 320 vacation hours per the general manager's 5th amendment to his contract. This is the time he has accrued over the last 3 years. About 1 inch or so below that, so right about the middle of the page, account 53160, utilities wells. This is a bit lower in July due to a refund the district received from Edison related to December 2015. About 1 inch below that, total 5318 line maintenance and repair contractor. This has been split to show the equipment portion of both the 53180 materials and line maintenance repair contractor and the 53181 materials and line maintenance repair contractor emergency work to give more visibility. During August, there was an emergency repair required for Broadway Street. On the page 3 of 4 of the profit and loss, about the dead middle of the page, total 56500 legal services. The bills this month are related to General Counsel, Water Counsel, Brown Act Public Records Counsel, and Personnel Counsel. And then on the last page, the district ended the month with a preliminary net loss of about $40,000. Next, we'll look at the statement of cash flows. The statement of cash flows shows that the district received tax revenue during the month. Statement of cash flows shows that the district. The largest expenditures were the bills. Payroll was at its normal level. The total expenditures were about $151,000. Net cash expended was about $60,000. The district ended the month with cash of $161,000, and this all ties to the balance sheet. Anybody have any comments or questions?
I don't have any. Do you have any questions?
Public comment?
Yes, not.
I have one. Is this thing working?
No, it went out.
Yeah. I'll discuss that. I'll give you guys an update on the microphones during the board meeting, but. And I'll also repeat this, Linda is no longer with us. I wrote her a very nice email and told her that she's been relieved from doing the water study, budgets, and possibly even the audit. But we're going to keep her on to advise our new CPA, which is I can't pronounce it as a Burham.
Cindy
Burham, and she's with Platinum Consulting Group out of Redlands, and then I've also emailed Chris Brown, giving her and him contact information, and they know each other, so anyways, that's the only thing I have to say.
Okay, what about the PA system? We didn't find out about it.
Well, you know, I upped the ante because, again, I don't know, these batteries are about like $8 a piece times whatever. Yeah, because they're 9-volt batteries, and I've upped the ante to like $10,000, and nobody can seem to come up with wireless mics. So I'm still searching. And just remind everybody, this was like a $300 internet special, so, and you pay for what you get. Yeah.
Off the record, have you checked Radio Shack?
Huh?
Radio Shack?
They don't sell professional stuff. They sell $300, $400.
Okay.
Yeah. They basically, junk. Yeah. So, probably up, I want to. I don't know if you looked at my last petty cash, I think it was like $400 in 9-volt batteries. And they might last us like maybe four meetings, like $100 a piece.
What about going with rechargeables?
What's that?
Going with rechargeables.
Well, I don't want to invest in rechargeables if we're going to dump these.
That's a given, because those rechargeables can be expensive.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you have reliable stuff, then you want to invest in a rechargeable batteries, but Anyways, that's all I have to say.
Okay, that's it. Let's get done with the check signing. Meeting adjourned.